Hello, beautiful Grand Park yogis. This is Crystal Joy Johnson, and we have a treat for you. This is an audio yoga sequence, about 45 minutes in length, very similar to what we do in the park. A lot of the same positions even, a lot of the same cues. So even though we will not be together in the park this summer, you will still be able to listen to my voice and follow along doing this yoga sequence throughout the summer. And then on November 6th, 2013, please come and meet me on the performance lawn in Grand Park, and we will once again have class and do yoga together in person. With that said, let's go ahead and get started. We are going to start on our backs, so go ahead and lie down on your back. Legs can be in one of two positions. You can have your knees bent, feet on the ground, feet a little wider than the hips, leaning the knees in towards each other, or have those legs extended out straight on the ground. Feet are about hip distance, and then wherever you are, let those hips release and let them soften here. And we're going to practice that awareness muscle as we always do when we begin class, just checking in with the body, the breath, the mind, seeing where everything is. So noticing, do you feel a little tense today in your muscles? Is your breath short? Is it long? Is the mind racing all over, or are you having a hard time getting a thought to speak of into that brain? So again, first checking, seeing where we're coming from, and then we try to manipulate it or to change it. So go ahead and begin to relax the body. Double check and make sure that those shoulders are released away from the ears, shoulder blades on the back. Palms turned up so that the outer shoulders can roll down, and notice that you have a little smile across the collarbone, across the chest. It opens up and widens for you here. The muscles of the face released. Anything else that might be holding on. Then we bring our attention to our breath, beginning to deepen our inhales and lengthen our exhales. Remember that there are four cycles to the breath: the inhale, a slight pause, the exhale, and another slight pause. Inhale all the way from the base of the belly, filling up to the top of the chest. Slight pause. Exhale from the top of the chest all the way down to the base of the belly. Slight pause. Continue just like that. Inhale, fill all the way up like a wave. Exhale from the top of the chest all the way down to the base of the belly. So reverse that wave. Slight pause. Inhale, filling all the way up. Pause. Exhale. Lengthen that exhale. Make it last as long as you're able. And pause. We're going to take a couple more breaths here on the ground. But now I want you to go ahead and take your hands and place your hands on the ribs, and specifically on the scalloped part of the ribs that start to taper down towards our sides. Just let the palms rest lightly on those ribs, and we're not doing anything rather than just bringing attention and awareness there. I'm going to talk about the front ribs and the front hips today and how we use them to activate the core and lengthen our back body. So right here before we begin, inhale and notice that the ribs start to puff up or reach up towards the sky just a little bit as we inhale. And as you exhale, notice how those ribs start to come down towards the spine or soften towards the ribs. We're going to call on that action. Inhale, again, just bringing attention, awareness to the ribs. Exhale. Your next inhale, go ahead and open your eyes. Now let's go ahead and activate the body and get the body ready for movement. Flex the feet. Let your toes roll up towards the sky. You can also think about that as your inner thighs rolling down towards the ground. The legs are really active here. With the active legs, now we want to go ahead and we want to get the torso involved. So let's move up a little bit in the body. Let's look at our front hip points, which are those two protrusions at the very front of the body on the hips. Pull those guys up towards the front ribs, and then pull the ribs towards the front hip points. So starting to soften those ribs down towards the front hips, and then notice that you just got a little bit of extra space in your lower back. with that corset action happening, let's go ahead and get the upper body involved. So go ahead and just reach your fingertips up towards the sky. Arms nice and long. Don't let those shoulders rise all the way up towards the sky too. Sink the shoulders back down to the ground, shoulder blades on the back, and reach the arms long out of that. Now, go ahead and grab onto your elbow points with your fingertips. So bend the elbows, grab onto the elbows with the fingers. From there, keep the ribs and the hips reaching towards each other and begin to release those arms overhead. If your shoulders are really tight, you're probably going to just have your forearms right above your forehead area. If the shoulders are feeling fairly open, you might be able to release those arms back, forearms coming back down towards the ground. And take two breaths there. Inhale. Exhale. Keep pulling the ribs towards the hips, hips towards the ribs. Inhale. Keep flexing the feet, pushing the heels to the front of the mat. Exhale. Go ahead and switch the cross of the forearms. Put the other forearm on top. Grab the elbow points again and release those arms overhead or towards overhead again. Check in with those ribs and hips. Make sure you didn't lose that action. Check in with the legs. Make sure they're still very active. One more breath. Inhale. Exhale. Bring those arms down by the sides. Keep the left leg really active, foot flexed, heel pushing towards the front of the mat. Inhale and hug the right knee in towards the chest. We're going to take a moment and get into the ankle. So as if your big toe were a paintbrush, paint really big circles in the sky with that big toe going one direction. Reverse that and go the other direction. Inhale and come back to stillness. Flex the right foot, heel pushing towards the front of the mat. Let's go ahead and get into the back of the leg now. Interlace your hands behind the right thigh. Push your right heel up towards the sky. There's a 90-degree angle on the leg and body right now. The shoulders are probably rolling up towards the sky, so can you release your shoulders back down towards the ground and broaden the collarbone? Find that smile again. Push the heel up towards the sky, the right heel that is. And you don't have to have a straight leg here. Don't feel like your leg has to be straight. That's not the case. It can be bent, but we're still pushing the heel actively up towards the sky, whether it's bent or straight. Take one more breath. Inhale. Exhale. Hug the right knee back into the chest. Exhale, straighten the right leg, get the right leg really active, flex the foot, push the heel to the front of the mat, pull the balls of the feet back, and then inhale, hug the left knee into the chest. Getting into the ankle again on this side first, go ahead and begin to circle the left foot. Again, that big toe is a paintbrush, painting really big circles in the air. Go ahead and go the other direction. And when you're ready, come back to stillness, flex the left foot, interlace your hands behind the left thigh, pushing the left heel up towards the sky any amount. And it can be slightly bent here, the leg. It does not have to be straight, but we do want the heel to continue pushing up to the sky. Release those shoulders back down towards the ground. And I didn't say it on the other side, but think about that left hip releasing down towards the right heel and get nice and long in the left side body. Are the ribs and the hips still reaching towards each other? Find that action. Inhale. Exhale. Hug that knee into the chest for one more inhale. And exhale. Go ahead and hug both knees into the chest now. Maybe rock from side to side on the exhale, nice and gentle. If for any reason this does not feel good in the lower back, you can always just come to stillness, hugging the knees into the chest. Come back to stillness. Roll over onto your right-hand side in the fetal position. Push yourself up, and let's meet in hands and knees. Have those wrists underneath the shoulders. Spread the fingers wide and press down equally through the palms and the pads of the fingers. Have the knees underneath the hips. And then from there, find that corset action. Pull the ribs towards the hips towards the ribs, and get that middle area of the core active. Now from there, let's go ahead and do our leg stretch. We've done this a number of times. So go ahead and turn your right toes under. Begin to push your right heel towards the back of the mat. If you keep your toes glued to the mat as you do that and straighten the leg, your toes end up in front of your heel and you get a beautiful stretch in your lower leg, the calf, the Achilles tendon, the knee. Take one more inhale here. And pay attention to the hips and the ribs. Get that action back if you lost that at all. Inhale, lift the right heel to hip height. But don't let that belly drop down. Don't let the ribs puff out. Keep that corset action happening. Maybe the left fingertips reach forward. You can straighten the arm, leaving the fingertips on the ground, or reach that arm over, not overhead, reach it up so that the hand is shoulder height. Get nice and long, push the right heel further back behind you, reach the left fingertips further in front of you. Inhale. You can stay here or round the spine and bring the knee and the elbow towards each other. Feel this coming from the core. Inhale and send that out long again. Flex that right foot, push the heel behind you. One more of those. Exhale, maybe rounding the spine. If it's too much to have the arm in the air, put the arm down for balance. Inhale, send that out long. And exhale, set that down on the ground. Same sequence, left side. Turn your left toes under. Push your left heel back towards the back of your mat. And if you leave those toes glued to the ground, you will end up with the toes in front of the heel and welcome to your lower calf, your ankle, your back of your knee. Inhale. And check in with that corset action. Pull the ribs towards the hips, hips towards the ribs, and see if maybe you can maintain that and lift that left heel up to hip height. Breathe. Maybe the right fingertips reach forward, either staying on the ground with the straight arm or the arm reaches up to shoulder height. Get a little longer. Reach the left heel further back behind you, right fingertips further in front of you. Inhale. You may stay here. You may put the hand down. Exhale brings the knee and the elbow towards each other, rounding the spine up towards the sky. Inhale, send everything out, get long, flex the left foot, push the heel behind you, reach the fingers long. Exhale, round the spine, bring the knee and the elbow towards each other. Again, feel that coming from the belly, from the core. Inhale, send that out, get long. Exhale, set that down on the mat, and we'll go into a child's pose. So for this first child pose, spread those knees wide, at least as wide as the hips, maybe even a little wider. Bring the big toes to touch, sink the bum down to the heels. And instead of just laying down, think of the chest reaching forward as you come down into this posture. If this is too much or feels uncomfortable in the knees, the lower back, any of those, you can have two options. Either keep your knees stacked over your hips and just let the forehead come down towards the ground and lay your body out nice and long. Or you can lie on your back, hug your knees towards your chest, but let the knees come a little bit wide and the toes touch. That is child's pose. It's just supine child's pose, lying on the back as opposed to on the ground. Gentler on the knees for those of us with knee issues. One more breath. Expand the back body on your inhale. Exhale, soften, let gravity pull you down closer to the ground. Now let's activate our child's pose. So we still keep our forehead on the ground and we still keep our hips down towards our heels, but we do reach our arms forward, shoulder distance with the hands. Press the palms down. If your shoulders are tight, please go a little wider than shoulder distance, still pressing the palms down. When you push the hands down, think of even pushing all of the finger pads, including the index finger and thumb, even a little more into the ground. They press down, and as they press down, the forearms and the inner wrists are going to float up or lift up towards the sky. Upper outer arms turn in towards the face. Take one more breath here. Push into the palms and the finger pads and push the hips a little further back and down towards the heels. Feel that low back space coming towards downward dog. Inhale, lift the bum, tuck the toes under, and come up onto into your downward facing dog. I always like to pedal this out, meaning bending one knee and straightening the other, kind of page back and forth between the two. Anything else, swaying the hips from side to side. And of course, if you are someone who downward dog is hard for, it's just hard to maintain because of arm strength, wrist issues, whatever that may be, please just stay in active child's pose. And you're still working your arms and getting strength there. Come back to stillness for those of you in downward dog. Inhale. Exhale, push the hips a little further up and back. One more breath, inhale. On the exhale, we're going to walk our hands back to our feet. And now we're in forward fold, or Uttanasana as its fancy name is. Hang here, go ahead and bend the knees just a little bit. See if you can reach your outer ribs towards your front inner thighs. From there, go ahead and maybe put your hands in your elbow creases and see if you can get your body a little longer, that spine gets some length, release the head, maybe shake it a little bit, yes and no, make sure it's really letting go. Now, if you feel like you can straighten the legs a little bit, begin to straighten the legs. But remember, we don't just pop our knees back. We like to press down equally into all four corners of the feet so that we activate the inner and outer leg muscles, which begin to then straighten the legs, pulling the kneecaps up, activating the quadriceps. That's the front of the thighs. Take one more breath here. Sit bones reaching up for the sky. Exhale. And we're going to roll up. So bend the knees a lot. Tuck the tailbone. Pull the low belly away from the t-shirt as you roll up one vertebrae at a time, stacking them until the head and the neck come up last and you're standing up. Take a moment here before we begin our half salutations. Stand in all four corners of the feet. Feel those inner and outer leg muscles coming all the way up. Kneecaps lift, quadriceps engage. The thighs reach slightly back behind you. Not so much you jam the knees, but just enough that they start to support themselves and the weight comes over the heels. Then from there, let's look at that connection point again, the ribs and the hips. So pull the ribs and the hips towards each other. Hips up, ribs a little bit down, and notice how the low back space is maintained and gained. And then from there, feel how we now have that corset action on the front of the body, the core area. Okay, so we're going to go here again. This is just like we were lying on the ground, but now we're standing up. So, of course, a little bit different, but it's the same posture that we started with. Go ahead and grab onto your elbow points. Have them straight out in front of your chest. And on an inhale, begin to release the arms up overhead. Again, as you do that, I want you to make sure the ribs and the hips keep reaching for each other. Don't let the belly distend down towards the ground or out in front of you. Maintain the corset. Elbows reach up towards the sky, shoulders in their sockets. Pull the elbows in towards each other slightly if you want to go a little deeper in the shoulders. And of course, remember, if it's really tight in your shoulder girdle, just have your arms slightly in front of you. You'd be able to see them with your periphery right up above the forehead. Inhale. And exhale, release the arms all the way down. Let's go into some half salutations. Inhale, reach those arms out and up. Fingertips reach up for the sky. And exhale, forward fold. Keep the chest reaching forward until the last moment and then round in. Inhale, come halfway up. Fingertips on the shins or the floor, reaching the chest forward. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, reach the arms out and up, coming all the way up to standing. Exhale, coming through center. Go ahead and bring those hands together and bring them down to the heart. Again, inhale, reach those arms out and up. Turn the palms up and stretch the inner arms. Fingertips reach up towards the sky. Exhale, keep the chest reaching forward as you hinge at the hips, coming down into your forward fold. Inhale, reach the chest forward, fingertips helping the shoulder blades open the chest. Exhale, fold in. Inhale, reach those arms out and up, coming all the way to standing. If your shoulders feel like they're ready, maybe you look up, the chest reaches up, maybe the palms come together, but don't let those ribs puff out. Exhale, pull that down through center all the way to the heart. One more half salutation. Inhale, reach those arms out and up. Palms reach up, fingertips reach up. Maybe the pinky fingers reach a little further. Exhale, hinging forward. Keep that chest reaching forward as you hinge at the hips and fold in. Inhale, halfway up. Exhale, full forward fold, Uttanasana. Inhale, reach the arms out and up, coming up towards Uttita Hasta in Tadasana. Fancy way to say your arms are above your head as you stand in mountain pose. Palms come together and maybe come down to the heart. And then just pause here for one moment. We are going to go ahead and go into some lunges to get into the hips. I am not there to help you with the hips, so I definitely need to open those hips because you guys are sitting down. doing jobs and driving. So let's get into those hips a little bit. So from there, come stand at the top of your mat if you haven't already. Put your hands on your hips. Have your feet about hip distance for this. Go ahead and bend the knees and step your left foot way back behind you. Bring the left knee down to the ground. Uncurl the left toes. Press into the top of the foot. And now move those hips forward and down. Go ahead and put the fingertips on the ground and lift up on the fingertips and reach the chest further forward. So we're in our low lunge. Make sure that right ankle is underneath the right knee. One more breath here. Inhale. And exhale. Place the palms back down on the ground. Step the left foot forward to meet the right. Half salutation, or the end of one anyway. Inhale halfway up. And exhale, fold. Uttanasana, forward fold. Inhale, reach the arms out and up. Coming all the way up to Uttita Hasta in Tadasana. Exhale, bring the hands down through center, past the heart. Place the hands on the hips. Bend the knees. Step the right foot way, way back. Go ahead and bring the hands down to the ground. Uncurl the right toes and press into the top of that right foot. Bring the hips forward and down. Again, look. Make sure that that left ankle is underneath the left knee. It not only protects the knee, but it also makes it much more stable for you to be here. Inhale, reach the chest further forward. Come up on the fingertips maybe. Exhale, plant the palms. Curl the right toes under and step them forward to meet the left. Inhale, halfway up. Exhale, full forward fold. Inhale, reach the arms out and up. Exhale, bring the hands back together at the heart. Bring them down to the hips. Bend the knees. Step the left foot way, way back. Bring the left knee down to the ground. Uncurl the left toes. Move the hips forward and down and get in that same low lunge. We're getting into the front of the left hip, the hip flexor that's called. And then from here, you can keep the fingertips on the ground, reaching the chest forward. If you want to go a little bit deeper, you're going to inhale, spread the arms wide, turn the palms up, and reach those arms up towards the sky. I should say the fingertips up towards the sky. Get nice and long. Now, come back to the ribs and the hips. Are the ribs puffing out? Are the hips dipping down? Pull the hips up towards the ribs. Also, soften the ribs down towards the hips and find that you regain a little low back space. One more breath here. Inhale. Exhale. Bring those hands down. Plant them on the ground. Curl the left toes under and step the left foot forward to meet the right. Inhale halfway up. Exhale, full forward fold. Inhale, reach the arms out and up, all the way up towards the sky. Maybe the pinky fingers reach a little further. Upper back bend if you want it. Exhale, go ahead and come down through center. Again, placing the hands on the hips. Bend the knees. Step the right foot way, way back. And then put the hands down on the ground. Right knee comes down to the ground. Uncurl the right toes. Press into the top of the right foot. Move the hips forward and down. All of those low lunge things that we did on that first lunge. Find them here as well. Feel the front of the right hip flexor opening up. And then from there, let's go possibly a little deeper. You can stay right here, fingertips on the ground, chest reaching forward. Or inhale, reach the arms out and up, reaching them all the way up towards the sky. Get nice and long. And again, come back to that connection between the hips and the ribs. Find that the hips reach up for the ribs, but the ribs also soften down towards the hips. Corset that torso. Make space in the low back. One more breath. Inhale. Exhale, bringing the hands down. Plant them into the ground. Tuck your right toes under and step forward to meet the left. Inhale, come halfway up. Use those fingertips. Exhale, fold into your full forward fold, Uttanasana. Inhale, reach those arms out and up, coming all the way to standing. Maybe an upper back bend here. And exhale, hands come down through center and pause at the heart. Close the eyes. Of course, if that brings you to a dark place, you can keep the eyes open. Find one point to focus on if the eyes are open. If the eyes are closed, turn the eyes downward and inward. Inhale. Awareness muscle flexing, just kind of seeing where you are, breath, body, mind. One more breath. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale opens the eyes. Exhale, bring the arms down by the side. From here, I want to come down onto the belly and do a couple of cobras and locust poses. However you would like to, make your way down to your belly. If you want the chaturanga, you can take it. Otherwise, just meet me there. And from there, we're going to go ahead and go into some upper back bends and try to open up the upper back and also strengthen the lower back. So come on down to your belly when you're ready. Lying on your belly, bring your forehead to the ground. We're going to do some low cobras first. So the legs are out straight, tops of the feet into the ground. Arms are going to be, are going to be at your side. Have the hands just below the bra line for ladies, or right at the bra line, and just below the nipple line is another way to think about that for men. So that the wrists are basically underneath the elbows. Elbows reach up towards the sky. Notice how that already starts to lift the shoulders. Now before you come up, press into the tops of your feet, especially the pinky edge, so you're not squishing your inner bum. Leave the inner bum free here. And then from there, let's come up into our cobra. So the legs are really active. Inhale, reach the chest forward and up, shoulders lifting up towards the sky, nice long back of the neck. Come on down on an exhale. Inhale, reach the shoulders up towards the sky, chest reaches forward, maybe pull the palms towards you a little bit. Exhale and come back down. One more low cobra, Bhujangasana. Inhale and come on up. We're going to hold this one for a little bit. So go ahead and lift the hands. Make sure it's really your shoulders doing the work here, not just your arms pressing down. Are the elbows still reaching up for the sky? And guess what I'm going to talk about? The hips and the wrist points, either the strap in between the hands or you interlace your hands. Then go ahead and just start by pressing the hands into the sacrum. The top of the bum flesh is where the sacrum is. Go ahead and reach the shoulders up towards the sky. From there, inhale, lift the upper body up. Keep pressing into the tops of the feet. Keep those legs really active, kneecaps lifted. From there, maybe you reach those knuckles straight back behind you and straighten the arms any amount. If you're pretty free here, maybe you pull the palms together all the way. Reach the chest further forward as the knuckles and the toes reach back. Just the upper body on this first one. Inhale. Exhale, release the hands. Release to one ear, one cheek. And go ahead and take one breath there. Inhale. Exhale. Place the forehead back on the ground. And time number two. Interlace your hands back behind you or grab onto the towel or the strap. Again, before we go, press into the tops of the feet, lift the kneecaps and get the legs active. Pull the hips and ribs towards each other. Now, inhale, the shoulders lift you up towards the sky. The knuckles reach back as the chest reaches forward. And if you want to add the legs, inhale and think of the inner thighs lifting those legs. If you squish on in the inner bum, roll the pinky edge of the toes down towards the ground even more. Even though the toes are lifted, you can still find that action. Rolling the pinky toes down towards the ground. Inhale. Exhale. Go ahead and lower everything down to the ground. Turn to the other cheek. Now, if this feels like it goes into your lower back, keep the feet down on the ground and just do the upper body. So you have two places you can live. You can do the first exercise we did, just the upper body lifting. You can do the second one we did, upper body first, and then add lower body in. I am going to teach lifting everything at once. But again, please be cautious about doing what feels right for your particular body and the body you brought here today. Not your body from yesterday, from 2 days ago, from 5 years ago. Your body from today, please. Okay, let's get ready. Forehead on the ground. This time you're not interlacing your hands behind you. You're placing the palms next to the thighs, palms turned in. Reach the fingertips to the back of the room. Reach the toes to the back of the room. Before you lift up, two things. Press into the tops of the feet. Lift the kneecaps. Activate the legs. Guess what the other thing is? Move your hips towards your ribs, rib towards your hips. Corset your torso so you're not in your lower back. And then from there, use an inhale. Inner thighs and shoulders lift the body up into locust pose, aka Shalabhasana. Inhale. Exhale, keep pulling the ribs and hips towards each other. Keep reaching the toes back. Inhale, maybe a little taller, maybe not. Exhale, come on down. Turn to the other cheek. Release the arms down by the sides. Inhale. Exhale. From here, I'm going to talk you into downward facing dog. For those who want a little bit more power, we're going to come through plank. For those who forget about it, your wrists hurt, your back hurts, whatever that may be, you can go to child's pose while we go through this. You can go to downward dog and just hold downward dog without worrying about how you get there, or go ahead and come with me on the journey of coming through plank back up to downward dog. Very powerful for the core and the arms. So from here, go ahead and put those hands back into position just at about the bra line or just below the nipple line. From there, elbows reach up towards the sky. Inhale, reach the chest forward and the shoulders move up towards the sky. So it's a low cobra. We're in a low cobra right now. Press into the tops of the feet if you haven't already. Kneecaps lifted, really activate the legs. Now we are going to go ahead and we are going to turn the toes under. Once you get the toes back under, again, activate the legs. Push the heels to the back of your mat, lift the kneecaps up, and the legs are not really on the ground very much right now. Now, before we even lift through plank, one more action. Pull your hips up to your ribs, soften your ribs in towards your hips, corset that front abdominal area. From there, already we're starting to lift the hips a little bit because we've added that in and got low back space. Inhale, lift the entire torso as you push into the arms. One straight plank. Don't let the bum go up first. Come through plank all the way back to downward facing dog. Inhale. Exhale, push the hips up and back. One more breath here. Inhale. Exhale, and go ahead, come on down into child's pose. So spread the knees a little wider than the hips. Big toes touch. Bum sinks to the heels. Chest reaches out long in front of you as you lay the body down, making fist pillows to bring the floor up to the head if the head doesn't quite make it. And again, if this is uncomfortable, keep the hips over the knees or just lie on your back and hug your knees into your chest. Inhale, expand your back body. Exhale, release everything down towards the ground even a little more with gravity. One more breath. Inhale. Exhale. Go ahead and come on up to hands and knees and even sit back on your heels. Let those legs swivel out in front of you so that you're sitting on your bum. Starting in Dandasana or staff pose. That means you're in a 90 degree angle. Your feet are extended out in front of you, legs straight. Flex the heels, push the heels forward, pull the balls of the feet back. And then get a little bit more space in the spine. Inhale, reach the crown of the head up towards the sky. You can always use your fingertips just slightly back behind you. Push into them and reach the sternum higher, shoulders down away from the ears. From there, maintain all of that action in the torso. Inhale, reach the arms up. Get nice and long, fingertips towards the sky. Exhale, begin to hinge forward. Keep the chest reaching forward and the sit bones reaching back. Come halfway down. Plant your hands, grabbing onto the calves, the ankles, maybe the pinky edge of the feet. One more inhale, shoulder blades on the back. Reach the chest further forward, sit bones further back. And come on down to your edge with the chest reaching forward. Once you hit that edge, now soften the body into our forward fold. Paschimottanasana is the fancy name. That means west facing forward fold. Two more breaths. Try and keep the head down. Let the chin come in towards the chest and the back of the neck is soft here. If you want to be more active, you can do a little bit of elbows bending out to the side, pulling the torso towards the shins, or you can just be nice and soft here and work it from that stillness. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale, the chest reaches forward, the body comes back up to seated. Grab onto the backs of the knees, press the feet down to the ground, and just roll yourself down onto your back. Almost there. We are in cool down mode now. Once you get onto your back, go ahead and hug the knees into the chest. You may rock right to left. Let's go into a twist, an upper back twist. So keeping the knees in towards the chest, tee the arms out to the side, palms up. Inhale here. Exhale, the knees come over to the right. Keep the knees stacked on top of each other. Get the right toes to come down towards the ground, to the ground if they can and touch. So the knees, They can be about hip height. If you can get them a little closer to the chest without the legs having to lift all the way off the ground and you can still maintain some softness, go ahead and take that. It just moves it a little higher in the back. You may turn your head to the left. Reach the left shoulder down just a little bit further. And then now that we've added all that action in, let go of all technique and all action and just live in the softness. Inhale. Exhale. Using the inhale to come back up to center. Head turns back up to the sky. Knees come back up to center. Using the exhale, we bring the knees over to the left. Again, once you start to release down, get the left toes down to the ground. Try to see if you can get the knees to hip height, maybe a little closer to the chest, but only if that's not too much on your lower back. Right shoulder sinks down. You may turn your head to the right. You can even close your eyes at this point in time. And then again, let go of technique, let go of the muscles, let go of the thought of what you should be doing or what this should look like or feel like, and just be present and enjoy. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale the knees back up to center, face comes back up to center. From there, let's do one happy baby before we end class. So go ahead and walk your feet on the sky, bend the knees, and the knees come as wide as the ribs, maybe even a touch wider. Go ahead and grab onto your ankles, your calves, maybe the pinky edge of your feet, but be careful about that one. Only do that if you can maintain the length of the spine. And now, talking about the length of the spine, let's find that. Go ahead and reach the sit bones to the bottom of your mat. Reach the crown of the head to the top of the mat. Notice that your shoulders probably rolled up towards the sky. So can you release your shoulders back down towards the ground, shoulder blades on the back, and find that broadness of the collarbone again? There's a little action you can add in if you want it. Go ahead and pull the legs down towards the ground, but the legs also pull or resist that. They push the hands up towards the sky. And notice that between those two actions, you don't move very much in the hands and the legs, but the spine does get a little bit straighter and stronger, and you kind of turn on your inner groin a little bit. One more breath here with that action. Of course, if that is too much for you, you do not have to add the isometric action in. You can just work from stillness. If you want to rock side to side, gently rock from side to side. With your next inhale, come back to stillness. Exhale, let the hands wind just a little bit and pull the knees down a little closer to the floor. Release into your Shavasana. I would like to suggest a self-adjustment. Put your feet on the ground. Lift your hips about 2 inches off the ground. Put your hands on the top of the buttocks flesh. Push the buttocks flesh down towards your heels. Hold it there. Roll back down. You just give yourself a whole bunch of low back space. If that doesn't make sense to you, don't worry. I'm sure much of what I say doesn't make sense to many people. And then from there, now that you have that low back space, you can either A, have your feet on the ground, knees bent, feet wider than the hips, and lean the knees in towards each other. B, extend the legs out straight, have the feet hip distance, release the hips. Notice that either way you release the hips. Knowing that Shavasana is a pose, let's find that pose before we release into it. Have the arms out at the side about 45 degrees. Turn the palms up. Make sure the shoulders are away from the ears, and you may rock side to side slightly to tuck those shoulder blades underneath you. Really broaden the collarbone here so the ear has somewhere to go. Outer shoulders roll down. The back of the neck is long. Now the body is in position, so let us release into Shavasana. I'll talk you through the scan. You can always turn it off and take your own Shavasana if you would like to take a longer Shavasana or just not listen to me. For those of you who like to go through that scan, release all the muscles at the top of the scalp. Let that trickle down to the brow area, the forehead area, and soften. The muscles around the eyes soften. That trickles down to the temples, to the jaw, which parts slightly as it releases and relaxes. The tongue widens and falls away from the top of the mouth towards the back of the mouth. The front of the throat and the back of the neck soften all the way down through the shoulders, arms, hands, and fingers. Let that softness come into the chest and the upper back, and trickle down through the rest of the torso, the midsection, the mid-back, the belly, and the lower back, to the hips, through the legs, to the feet and the toes. With the physical body soft, try to bring that same softness to the mind. Become a conscientious observer of your thoughts. Realize that you have the thought, but rather than creating a story out of it, passing judgment on it, any of those other things that we tend to do, just let the thought go away. If the mind is exceptionally busy, you can use the breath here, saying inhale as you inhale and exhale as you exhale. Wherever you are and whatever technique you're using, surrender and let go. Our 45 minutes are about up. I'm not there with you, so if you have the extra time, I would suggest that you stay in Shavasana until your heart's content and come up and end class as we normally do. For those of you who have somewhere that you need to be, inhale a little deeper. Exhale and wiggle the fingers and the toes, scrunch the face muscles. Inhale, maybe stretch the arms long overhead. Exhale, bend the knees and roll to the fetal position. Take a breath there, inhale. Exhale. With the next inhale, push into the palms. Last thing to come up is the head and the neck, coming to a seated posture. And then sit up nice and tall. Crown of the head reaches up, the chest reaches up, but those sit bones, they sink down into the ground. Find the hips and the ribs reach for each other, make that connection of the torso. Bring the hands together at the chest. Thumbs reach for the breastbone. Breastbone also reaches out for the thumbs. Inhale, sit up a little taller. Exhale, keep the chest lifted. Bow the head in towards the heart. I'm going to use this as a gesture of gratitude towards Grand Park, the County Board of Supervisors, and the Music Center, all of whom have made this possible. Not only our class in the park, but also this audio recording to get you through summer until we start up with our classes again. I will see you on November 6th, 2013. Namaste.